Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's start with some good news here on this Thursday edition of the program, everybody. Switzerland is now banning Hamas and any other subgroup or any other manifestation of Hamas. And I'm just going to say, well, hats off to Switzerland. That's we are with you on that. And I think everybody should follow Switzerland's, should follow their lead. I think you ought to ban Hamas. Isn't it something, though, that some countries obviously will not ban Hamas, and Hamas leaders get to hang out in places, if I recall correctly, maybe like, I don't know, Qatar? Places like that? I don't know. If we could just get this bandwagon started, my friends, of banning Hamas, maybe the world would be a better place, don't you think? All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we have an awful lot to tell you about here on the program today. Don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning or throughout the broadcast, especially if you have questions or comments for our guests this morning. We're going to be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course. Chris Markowski, he's the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to ask him about some of this latest financial news that we're seeing. Also, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, and that's going to happen in the bottom of hour number four, which is about 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time. You definitely want to be there for Jimmy T. Smith. We've got a lot to talk about. A lot of is happening really in the realm of NATO and defense and spending and so forth, and we're actually going to be talking about that as well this morning with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And folks, it's going to be chock full all throughout the program today. We're going to talk a little bit more about this judgment against Donald Trump. What's he going to be able to do about that? Is it doable? And obviously, where, you remember the lady from Wendy's many, many years ago, and she would say, "Where's the beef?" Remember? And I can't think of her name for some reason. I know somebody might be able to send me a direct message and let me know what her name was back in that iconic commercial in the 80s. Where's the beef? Where's the beef? And I think her name was Clara something. I'm not sure. But at any rate, where's the beef? Well, the real question is, where's the fraud? You know, you got a narrative happening out there, my friends, about Donald Trump. And, in fact, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, we'll hear a audio clip on the other side of the first break this morning, because this segment's a little shorter at the top of the hour. And I want to make sure we get it all in and we can discuss it. But he was on CNN, and the question is kind of put to him, you know, almost as if, well, isn't this great that, you know, the business people in New York, they have somebody looking out for them. They have somebody who's watching out for them. And if you want to do business, you got to know that there's no fraud involved. Well, Mr. Wonderful, I think, is, you know, kind of echoing that phrase. Where's the beef? Where's the fraud? Where is the fraud? He asks. And I think the CNN interviewer was just a little bit stunned by that. So we'll explore that as well on the program today. But once again, folks, welcome. Glad that you're listening. Everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home station there in Tampa, Florida. Also AM 930 and everybody listening along the GCN network this morning. GCN, of course, works very hard for the program to distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there, and we are very, very thankful for that. And you can head over to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com, and you can check out the live streams there whenever we are live. So definitely you can do that, and especially if you don't hear the program in your area. And sometimes that fluctuates, and sometimes we get new, and sometimes we're not on. But I'm going to tell you this. We're so happy because we keep getting messages from a lot of different people who love the program. And if you'd like to hear the program in your area, well, definitely you want to contact your station, or you can send us a direct message through KyleWarrenShow.com, and we'll make sure that it gets forwarded properly for you. All right. So once again, folks, a lot to talk about. We're going to start here with a poll. This from Newsmax, 70% say Biden is too old for another term. Nearly 70% of registered voters say President Joe Biden is too old to serve another term, according to a Quinnipiac poll released on Wednesday. Biden holds a small lead over former President Donald Trump in a hypothetical 2024 general election matchup, but 67% say Biden, 81, is, quote, too old to effectively serve another four-year term as president, compared to 68% in Quinnipiac's September poll. Meanwhile, 57% of voters say they didn't think Donald Trump was too old to effectively serve another four-year term as president. Well, I'm not really surprised about that either, because, again, it's how Donald Trump comports himself versus Joe Biden, how Joe Biden comports himself. Everybody knows, and this is one of the reasons, my friends, why they are taking this sort of leap now into the idea that it's Joe Biden who's wise and experienced versus Donald Trump, who's showing signs of cognitive problems and deterioration and all this stuff. And so obviously the Democrat messaging machine is working overtime. And to some degree, that's all they know. That's what they know, because they certainly don't know how to implement effective policies that make the need for the constant messaging and the constant narrative and the constant sort of gaslighting of you even necessary. In other words, do a great job. Have the country really prosper. Let it be a rising tide lifting all boats. And then you don't have to go around trying to explain away everything. You know, in other words, have policies and have results that just sell themselves. That's how you do this. So, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. First segment. I think we're off to a great start. And we want to hear from you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are continuing through the Thursday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and going across your radio dial in the overnights across America in the wee hours of the morning. As I always say, bright and early. It's not so bright yet, is it? It's still dark outside, but you get the picture, right? It is bright and early, and that's earlier than most. And that's what's so kind of cool, by the way, about our radio audience out there, is we're kind of different a little bit. We're up throughout the middle of the night, and we're doing things, again, that just make America keep on moving. Whether you're making deliveries, you're driving a truck, you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing, you're in law enforcement or first responder, well, you're doing a great job, and it's our job to go along with you, keep you informed, give you some great analysis, and, of course, take your telephone calls at 949-822-7959, or you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Already heard, of course, from Richard the Marine. Richard, up there in his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 46 degrees and cloudy. Had 1 inch of rain today, it looks like. Yeah, have a great day, he says. Well, thank you, Richard. And he, of course, says Semper Fi. We appreciate that. We'll Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. And, of course, he's listening from his vantage point there on the Central Coast in Florence. And we appreciate Richard so very much. It always always makes me feel good to see your message there, Richard. I really appreciate it. And also, and by the way, down here, the rain cleared out, thankfully. The rain cleared out. Maybe after the weekend we'll get some more rain, but right now we are just happy as clams that the rain seems to have cleared out. And the sun came out a little bit today, so it was really kind of nice. to be able to get out of the rain for a while. But Richard, of course, has he's still got some rain to deal with. And then also we've got Bill. He's writing in, listening on WLSS 9:30 a.m. in Sarasota, and he's letting me know. Of course, I was mentioning earlier about the live streams. He also says, you know, don't forget you're on iHeartRadio on the free app. You can listen on the WLSS AM 9:30 on the iHeartRadio from Sarasota. All, you know, and so definitely. Definitely you can check that out. Thank you, Bill. And safe travels, of course, as you're traveling out there. We really appreciate the message very, very much. And so, folks, again, yeah, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send us a direct message anytime, day or night. Always love to hear from you. And we also, I think we got another one as well. Want to give a shout-out this morning to Jerry. Listening over in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he's listening on GCN. So thanks again, Jerry. I appreciate the message very, very much. All right. So once again, folks, we've got those polls that came out about Joe Biden being a little too old, at least for the voters who see him in contrast to somebody like Donald Trump. And I do think that that's really, really important. Now, of course, you know, some people will say, well, and Donald Trump is, he's too old as well, and this kind of thing. And I get it. I do get it. But at this point, it doesn't look like there's going to be a different nominee. And again, I think Donald Trump has done pretty well in terms of being able to go out there and speak. Have you noticed, you know, for example, he was on, I think it was night before last, with Laura Ingraham in a town hall type meeting. And there's Donald Trump, and he's just speaking extemporaneously on things. You know, Joe Biden, he gave some comments. I think he was here in California giving some comments about, again, they continue to forgive the student loans, right? But Joe Biden, he can't go out and just talk. He can't go out and just talk to people. It has to be highly, tightly controlled. In fact, I believe we have a story this morning that says that the White House is going to get a little bit more aggressive with the press as we continue on into this election season. This from the AP. Occupants of the White House have grumbled over news coverage practically since the place was built. Now it's Joe Biden's turn. With a re-election campaign underway, there are signs that those behind the president are starting to more aggressively and publicly challenge how he's portrayed. Now, by the way, if you're a Democrat president and you go to the White House, you've already got just essentially the support of so many in the media. So many in the media will do whatever it takes to make you look good. They'll do whatever it takes to help carry the water. They'll do whatever it takes to make you, you know, head and shoulders above the rest, portray you almost as a great president. But Joe Biden has had such disasters about his public persona, about his gaffes, and not just the old Uncle Joe gaffes. You know, and Corn Pop was a bad dude and all this kind of stuff, whatever. You know, a lot of that and for so long has been sort of, you know, schlepped off as that's just Uncle Joe. You know, that's just Uncle Joe. But it's gotten so much worse in recent times that even the press understands. They look at that and they say something is really wrong here. Something is not working. And we're going to continue to sort of talk about this and investigate this. So, you know, now you've got the White House that absolutely now believes they've got to aggressively, publicly challenge how he's being portrayed. Well, that tells you that they're really starting to get terrified. Within the past 2 weeks, an administration aide sent an unusual letter to the White House Correspondents Association complaining about the coverage of a special counsel's report on Biden's handling of classified documents. In addition, the president's campaign objected to its perception that negative stories about Biden's age got more attention than remarks by Donald Trump about the NATO alliance. By the way, My friends, we are going to address those NATO comments or comments about the NATO alliance. We'll actually hear from Donald Trump himself on that. And yes, of course, they love to jump on things like that. They love to jump on stuff like that. But the American people, number one, I think that they actually do want NATO countries to pay their way. Hey, here's a phrase. How about pay their fair share? That sounds familiar. Well, that's okay when it comes to you and me and anybody else who's paying taxes, but maybe not for NATO countries. Oh, we can't. Don't even intimate that. And I got to tell you again, you know, a lot of times it's like Trump saying he doesn't want to be a dictator for a day. Trump was not saying I'm going to be an actual dictator. He's not saying that. And anybody who listened to the exchange knows that. Now, of course, you know, it's these terminologies that are so highly charged, and we don't and as soon as they're uttered, then it can take on a life of its own. So, and of course, it's hard not to say things like that, right? But in this case, yes, Biden's faulty memory, the fact that he could not remember when his son passed away, which is incredibly sad in and of itself, but the fact that he couldn't remember when he was vice president and these kinds of things and by the way, Donald Trump's not the president right now, right? So Donald Trump can talk about NATO, he can talk about anything, right? And it is more theoretical than anything else. Because he is a candidate for president. But Joe Biden is the president. And if Joe Biden, who is the president, is having memory problems right now, in fact, that they're getting worse before our very eyes, well, that to me seems like it takes precedence over some theoretical statement that Donald Trump made about the NATO alliance and the fact that they don't keep up to date with their dues, basically. You know, so the White House knows what's happening. This is why they're doing this. The article says it's not quite enemy of the people territory, but it is noticeable. It is a strategy, says Frank Sesno, a professor at George Washington University and former CNN Washington bureau chief. It does several things at once. It makes the press a foil, which is a popular pattern for politicians of all stripes. It can also distract voters from bad news. And while some newsrooms quickly dismiss the criticism, he says, others may pause and think twice about what they write. Now, what if this was, just out of curiosity, what if this was coming from the Trump White House or the George W. Bush White House or the Ronald Reagan White House? Folks, you know, what would that be met with from the Democrat Party elite in the far left? They see, they're trying to intimidate. They're trying to manipulate. They're trying to do all this stuff. Well, folks, it looks like, I don't know, shoes on the other foot. Stay right there. We are coming right back. We have a lot more to tell you about on this Thursday edition. We've got some great audio quotes. President Trump, Mr. Wonderful. It's going to be great. Stay right there, everybody.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The former FBI informant charged with lying about the Biden's dealings in Ukraine told investigators after his arrest that he got his info from high-level intelligence officers and Russian spies. Alexander Smirnov claims that he has extensive contacts with foreign intelligence officials. Regardless of the outcome in South Carolina, Nikki Haley said she is not leaving the GOP presidential race. Haley pledged to remain in the 2024 race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state of South Carolina. President Joe Biden planning to provide student debt relief. Emails go out today to those in the SAVE program, forgiving their student loan debt to the tune of about $1.2 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thursday edition continues on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we are already having fun on the program this morning. And we're glad that you're there. I'll tell you what. You know, again, this is the best job in the world. And I do have you to thank for that. Absolutely, I do. And I just want to make sure that I say that, and that you know that that's where we're coming from on this program. But once again, folks, welcome back to the show. Okay, so now, you know, earlier, you know, we heard about the idea that Joe Biden's going to be forgiving more student loans and this kind of thing. And we also heard that the Biden White House is a little perturbed about how the idea that, well, you know, Joe Biden's age and memory, we're getting more coverage after the special counsel report was put out, that they're more so about Biden's age and memory than about Donald Trump and what he had to say about NATO. Well, let's listen in here real quick. We've got a clip here from Laura Ingraham talking with Donald Trump about this, and let's listen in. She has a couple of quotes to play for Donald Trump there. Then we get his reaction to that. But let's listen in here real quick.
He pledged he was going to pick a female vice president in 2020.
What qualities are...
Okay, I think that's a different one. We're going to hear a different one here in just a moment, I believe. But I will tell you this, though. I will tell you this. The idea that you've got countries paying into NATO is, you know, obviously since the formation of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that has been the the way that it's supposed to be done. They're supposed to be paying in a certain percentage of their GDP in order to make this viable. But unfortunately, under different presidents and different administrations, a lot of that has fallen into arrears. So here comes President Trump. And President Trump has the audacity to say things like, well, you have to pay your fair share. I guess that's it. And, you know, if I don't see how could Democrats even object to that? You know, that's the same terminology. But let's listen in here real quick. Again, Laura Ingraham talking to Donald Trump about the NATO comments. Let's listen in.
Defend NATO countries if they haven't paid their 2%?
Yeah, sort of. It does. We have 28 countries. We have 28 countries, and they were taking advantage tremendously. You know, look, the European nations, I happened to be a long time ago. My parents, my grandparents came from a place called Europe. So I love it. But they are very smart and they took advantage. They've taken advantage of us on trade and they've taken advantage of us on NATO. And what happened, what I did is I told them, if you don't pay up, I'm not going to defend you. And they said, I can't believe it. Nobody else ever said that. Bush came in, he made a speech and they left. Obama came in, he made a speech. We were supporting almost 100%. In my opinion, we were paying for Europe. Military, almost 100%, not 40% or 20%. They weren't paid up. And a question was asked by the head of a country, very strong question, at a big meeting, one night, 28 countries, sir, does that mean that if we don't pay, you will not defend us from Russia or whoever? I said, you say you didn't pay? You were delinquent? He said, yes. Let's say we were. I would not defend you. Now, if I said I would defend them, they wouldn't have paid. As soon as I said, that's right, that's exactly what it means, the money came pouring in, billions of dollars, and the Secretary General, who couldn't believe it, because he went through Obama, he went through Bush, he went through all of them, they never paid up. Everybody owed money. Of the 28 countries, 8 had paid almost up.
11 or 12 have now
very
paid.
Very few. Well, maybe.
But do you think Article 5 should be amended?
Okay, let's stop right there, because I want to hear the response to that as well. But here's my point. My friends, sometimes you have a manager, a leader, someone who is negotiating with somebody, and Donald Trump may have been the only president in the modern era to say something like, if you're not part of this team, then we won't come to your defense. Now, before you start thinking about what I'm saying with that, or somebody wants to criticize it, I understand, because it sounds like it's way out. Like this is unthinkable. This is unheard of. This is absolutely a travesty. Well, but wait a minute. It's not so much of a travesty as you might think, because you have to be able, in negotiations, you have to be able to show sometimes how serious this situation really is. Now, would it be in the best interest of the United States to come to the aid of a NATO country if it was attacked by a common enemy? Well, of course it would. Of course it would. But at the same time, if you're expecting people to be on the same level, if you're expecting it to be a real partnership, well, then yes, they should pay. So Donald Trump maybe comes from a little bit of a different mindset on that, almost a very New York style mindset, maybe, in terms of hardball business. But that's what he's doing. So let me ask you this question. We got a call lining up here. We're going to talk to John in Nyack, New York here in just a moment. But let me leave you with this question. What president do you want sitting behind the Resolute desk dealing with NATO countries who never want to pay their fair share? Do you want that to be Joe Biden? Do you want it to be Gavin Newsom? Do you want it to be somebody else who's not going to actually do the right thing, or do you want it to be somebody like President Trump, who is going to get that deal done? I think that's a good question. I think there's an obvious answer to that. And with that, let's head over to the telephone lines. John in Nyack, New York. Good morning, John. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, Kyle, it's good to talk with you. Great show.
Thank you.
It's Trump's The Art of the Deal and The Poker Player. I'll give you two foreign policy examples. One was he said to NATO, we don't care what they do, you're not paying your bills. And you know what? Now they're paying their bills.
Yep.
And two, do you remember Little Rocket Man?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when all the media went crazy? Trump is calling this guy a name? Now, the thing that we could remember in our mind is Trump walking across the border and hugging Little Rocket Man. And they became friends. So his hyperbole is his poker playing. He acts like he's got a real four aces. You know what? That's how he meets in between. Everybody else, like you said, just throws their cards on the table. Yeah. Trump is a master at foreign policy. We got to know worse with Trump either. It's just astounding how they try and twist this.
Isn't it, though? But you're exactly right. See, that's I like your analogy of poker playing, because that's exactly what it is.
He keeps his cards close to his vest.
Indeed.
Kyle, love your show. Glad to talk to you.
Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate the kind words. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Have a good night.
You too. Take care. All right, everybody. John in Nyack, New York, listening to us this morning. Hey, thanks again. I really do appreciate those kind words. It really does me so good here on the program. And we're glad to be out there with you, wherever you are listening from. And it's really kind of cool, too, because we find out more and more where people are listening from. And sometimes it's a surprise that it really is. But, yeah, I want to echo what John was talking about. No, I think he phrased it just exactly right. It's the poker playing. It's calling their bluff. It's saying to them, look, I mean, you got to put up or shut up on this thing. And that actually gets something done. We get the money coming in, or NATO gets the money coming in. So, honestly, and of course, how is this portrayed by Hillary Clinton and others? Oh, no, I mean, he's gonna let Putin run amok. But I can imagine Donald Trump sitting in a meeting saying, well, I'll just tell, you know, come on, I mean, he's not really serious. You know, I'll just tell Vladimir Putin, go and do whatever he wants. That's the tactic. That's not, I revere Putin, and I just love him, and I want to see him conquer Europe the way he wants to. I want to see him put the Soviet Union back together again. Boy, I'm on board with that. Folks, I'm telling you, more of the same will follow with Joe Biden. More of the same. Putin will continue to be emboldened. Our enemies will continue to be emboldened. They think they got a pushover now. They got somebody who's not going to do anything. They got somebody who, as Denise Simon would say, is totally risk averse. Donald Trump can sit there and look you in the eye and say, go ahead, you know, make my day. And they back off, right? It's like a maestro. Okay, stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back. You got a great song lined up this morning. We'll take a look at the weather and much more of everything when we come back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration, filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where were you when I needed you?
All right, Thursday edition rolls on, everybody, and we're having a lot of fun already this morning as we go through the wee hours of the night. And again, Thursday, it's great because Thursday really is technically pretty much already Friday, right? So if you've gotten all through the week and now it's Thursday, well, it's to make that one last push, of course, through into Friday, and we're to the weekend again. And it's been a great week of broadcasting, by the way, here on the program this week. And I'll tell you, once we get to Friday, it feels good. And then, of course, the weekend show, we have a lot of fun on the weekend show as well. So you might want to check that out. If you're up early on Saturday mornings, check us out on the weekend show. We're on from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern time, so it's 1 hour less on the weekend. But we also, the weekend show will play on at different times on different venues and stations throughout the weekend. So wherever you're listening from, whatever you're doing, we hope that you can enjoy the show. All right, well, speaking of enjoying the show, we got a great song this morning, and this kind of gets in the kind of the Wayback Machine a little bit, but, you know, back we played something, I think, from 1978 the other day. It was the Cars. But somewhere in that same time frame, and I think this was obviously a little bit earlier than that, I think I'm going to say this is probably more mid-70s at least. Probably have to check on that. But this is Kansas. And it's kind of a cool song, and it's called Point of No Return. And sometimes it kind of feels like we are traveling to that point of no return. But don't worry, folks. We're not going over the edge. That's what this show is all about. Stay right there. Great song. Kansas.
I heard the men saying something to Captain Bell. They say you well, and they say they need sailing in to show the way and leave the day for the dew. That's it. They say the sea turns so dark that you know it's time to see the signs. They say
is that they kind of had, obviously they're rock and roll, but they also had kind of that little bit progressive quality to it. And I don't mean that in the political sense, but they had sort of a progressive musical quality. And they had the violin, they had the guy play the violin, and they had these kinds of arrangements that were a little bit almost sometimes in the vein of something like an ELO, only because they would incorporate strings and things like that. But again, they just kind of had these cool arrangements that went along with their songs. And of course, Dust in the Wind, probably one of their greatest songs ever. But Kansas this morning, kind of getting into that Wayback Machine here, and just kind of a cool song. By the way, we got a really cool song for hour number two this morning as well. So you definitely want to stay tuned. Check that out. Maybe one you haven't heard for a while, so be sure to stick around for that. Okay, so let's take a look here real quick before we climb up to the top of the hour, where you'll hear your top of the hour news and get updated on everything. This from the National Weather Service, spring-like warmth remains the big weather story east of the Rockies, as lee side low pressure induces strong southerly flow into the heartland ahead of a progressive upper trough. A lack of substantial moisture feeding into the developing system will make for a dry short-term forecast at least throughout the afternoon. While this warm and dry weather will make for a pleasant afternoon for most, the pattern also supports critical level fire weather conditions across the southern high plains today. Now, when combined with gusty winds tied to an approaching Pacific cold front, fire weather conditions will generally abate tomorrow as the low pressure area pulls away, although elevated fire weather conditions can still be expected over the Big Bend of Texas, per the Storm Prediction Center. And beginning overnight into tomorrow, expanding showers and thunderstorms are expected over the Missouri-Ohio Valley as the upper trough and cold front sweep through, leading to locally heavy rainfall exceeding an inch. Accordingly, a marginal risk of excessive rainfall is in effect tomorrow over the Ohio Valley. So again, we got those spring-like warmth that's going to be east of the Rockies late into the week. And that, my friends, and to some degree, maybe, of course, sort of a welcome thing. But as we move through the rest of the into the weekend, we'll let you know how things are kind of panning out. And if we take a look here real quick in terms of what we're seeing in terms of precipitation right now, I know that Richard the Marine, I think, was saying that I think they were going to be getting some rain, or actually had an inch of rain yesterday, I should say. But if you're up in the Seattle area where listener Joan is listening, looks like you've got rain to your west and also to your north, just a little north of Everett, Washington right now is where we see a lot of that rain happening. And then down into an area called Astoria, and then just north of Tillamook right now in Oregon there. So be careful there. Although Chicago right now looks like you've got all kinds of rain just in that vicinity, mostly to the south, and it's going to cover most of the top quarter of Indiana. Likewise, Ohio, and then stretching on over to western Pennsylvania. Get this, folks, a little rain mixed with snow over towards a place in Pennsylvania called Warren, looks like. So pretty cool. And all the way over to Lafayette as well. So be careful out there. We definitely want you to get there in one piece. We are picking up some lightning, though. This is going to be south of Springfield, Missouri. No rain in Springfield proper, but this is basically to the southwest. And then west of there over towards Joplin, looks like you got moderate rain that's happening right now. And that's going to head on up towards Erie, Kansas this morning. So, again, we want you to get there one piece. Be careful. We'll check things out next hour, see how things might be changing up. And, of course, next hour we'll be talking more about this judgment about Donald Trump in New York. Now, we also, as I mentioned in the first segment, earlier, we got a great audio clip of Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, who seems to be making the rounds these days and has really become kind of a real clarion call about what's happening in business in New York. In fact, and when we hear this audio clip on the other side of the top of the hour news, I think you'll be amazed. I mean, he's talking about New York as essentially becoming a flyover state because of these horrific business practices or their business environment, and certainly now this this judgment, which has a chilling effect, no doubt about it, on any investor who wants to come in or even keep their money in New York. I mean, can you see, folks, how this kind of we could be seeing a real sea change. At least in terms of investor attitudes, and other states like North Dakota, like Oklahoma, can really take advantage of this. And, you know, because they have governors or state governments that actually want to work with businesses and make it conducive to come there. You know, that's a revolutionary idea, isn't it? Revolutionary. Who would have thought? All right, folks, stay right there. Top of the hour is right here, right now. We're here at the top of the hour news. Then we are coming back. Hour number one in the books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.